Hepatitis C therapeutics market to 2018. Expected launch of GS-7977 in 2015 will pave the way for an oral interferon-free combination therapy. GBI Research, the leading business intelligence provider, has released its latest research. Hepatitis C therapeutics market to 2018. Expected launch of GS-7977 in 2015 will pave the way for an oral interferon-free combination therapy, which provides insights into the global hepatitis C therapeutics market up to 2018. The report is built using data and information sourced from proprietary databases, primary and secondary research, and in-house analysis by GBI Research's team of industry experts. The report examines the global hepatitis C treatment usage patterns and the geographical distribution of hepatitis C therapeutics and markets across the U.S., the top five countries of Europe, and Japan. The report also includes insights into the hepatitis C therapeutics R&D product pipeline and explores the competitive landscape, including major players in the hepatitis C therapeutics market. Finally, the report also includes analysis of the mergers and acquisitions, M&As, and licensing agreements that took place in the hepatitis C therapeutics market from 2010 to 2012. In 2011, the hepatitis C therapeutics market was estimated at $2.6 billion. From 2004 to 2011, the market grew at the CAGR of 2.7%, with the launch of Insovec and Victrelease in 2011 boosting positive growth. The market had seen a significant decline in value due to the low uptake of pegylated interferon pi therapies and subsequent patient warehousing in anticipation of more effective drugs being launched. The launch of the two pies added $1 billion to the market in 2011 and helped to achieve a positive CAGR. GBI Research analyses estimate that the hepatitis C therapeutics market in the top seven markets will be valued at $14.9 billion in 2018, with a CAGR of 28.3% over the forecast period. These estimates are based on the continued adoption of PIs as the gold standard treatment option for hepatitis C, and the imminent launch of oral DAA molecules, the first of which should be in the market in 2015. Further, combinations of DAA drugs will improve the overall effectiveness of treatment and will have less side effects than PIs. This should result in a significant increase in diagnosis and treatment rates over the forecast period. Scope data and analysis on the hepatitis C therapeutics market in the leading geographies of the world: the US, Japan, the UK, Germany, France, Italy, and Spain. Annualized market data for the hepatitis C therapeutics market from 2004 to 2011, with forecasts to 2018. Market data on the geographical landscape and therapeutic landscape, including market size, market share, annual cost of therapy, sales volume, and treatment usage patterns such as disease population, treatment-seeking population, diagnosis population, and prescription population. Key drivers and restraints that have had a significant impact on the market. The competitive landscape of the global hepatitis C therapeutics market, including top companies benchmarking. The key companies studied in this report are Vertex Pharmaceuticals, Incorporated, Merck & Company, Incorporated, Gilead Sciences, Incorporated, Bristol-Myers Squibb Company, BMS Abbott Laboratories, Jeff Hoffman La Roche Limited, Johnson & Johnson / Tibotec BVMEA, Boehringer Ingelheim GmbH, Novartis AG, Achillion Pharmaceuticals, Incorporated, and Ivenix Pharmaceuticals, Incorporated. Key M&A activities and licensing agreements that took place in the years 2010 to 2012 in the hepatitis C therapeutics market. Reasons to buy: align their product portfolios to markets with high growth potential. Build effective strategies to launch their pipeline products by identifying potential geographies. Exploit in-licensing and out-licensing opportunities by identifying products that might fill their portfolio gaps. Develop key strategic initiatives by studying the key strategies of top competitors. Devise a more tailored strategy through the understanding of key drivers and barriers and market potential of each indication. Develop market entry and market expansion strategies by identifying the geographic markets poised for strong growth. Reinforce R&D pipelines by identifying new target mechanisms which can produce first-in-class molecules which are safer and more efficacious.